It obviously replaces James Ross's role. It's the head of racing and wagering. And there's multiple things that is encapsulated in that role, tracks being the main part of it. And then obviously the day-to-day racing operations in as far as putting together field sizes and, you know, looking after race day operations. So look, there's a lot in the role, and I'm looking forward to it. It is quite a major role for the ACC. I'm looking forward to getting stuck into it on the 22nd of May.
Obviously, you had some time up there at the Gold Coast, and now you're coming back. Your time away, obviously, you've missed Sydney a bit, and you want to get back to Sydney.
Yeah, look, and I think more so the opportunity. You know, when James Ross handed his resignation, it was an opportunity that he was presented at Hong Kong, and congratulations to him. And look, you know, it wasn't. You know, I didn't expect James to resign, and when he did, I thought it was a good opportunity to throw my hat in the ring. Prior to James, James Hedder was in that role, and it goes back to when Matt Rudolph was in that role many years ago. So, you know, throughout the years that role was in existence, I was very much a part of and supporting that role, and I thought I'll take the opportunity to have a go at it myself, and been successful, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, great stuff. Tell us, Navesh, obviously in your time up here at the Gold Coast, it was a massive job for you. It was obviously involved with the Turf Club and also Racing Queensland, and I guess also what it highlights is just how difficult sometimes new infrastructure can be, and you're dealing with just Mother Nature, aren't you?
Yeah, look, absolutely. I mean, to start with, this was a huge project, one of the biggest you'll ever see on a racetrack anywhere. And the past 2 years, were times where it was of significant learning, not just for myself, but everyone in the industry up here, having lived through this redevelopment, particularly while still operating as a racetrack and a training center. So we haven't missed a morning's track work, and our racing program has still been what it would have been had we not been doing the construction. So that added a whole lot of complexity to the job. It needed, the communication daily in a manner that would allow for all of this operation to take place safely. And there was a lot of coordinating and management in that role. And so there was a great deal of learning and development for myself personally, in managing this construction project. And we're nearly at the end in as far as the lighting. Last week we installed we turned the switch on some lights, and later on this week there's a good chance we'll have the lights turned on for testing, and we're not far away from the lights being switched on. And once that happens, that's essentially the really final piece of this major construction work. So timing-wise, that's worked fairly well, but the role and the opportunity that James vacated is one that I had to really have a go at, and particularly a bit of history in that role and supporting that role, and now I'll have the opportunity to do it myself.
Great, the chat with you, Navesh. Look forward to catching up with him when you're back in Sydney, and no doubt it'll be a big spring ahead.
Thank you very much, and I'm looking forward to it.